You're listening to Geek Watch 1 with Kylan and Ken on the Tangent Bound Network.
Do not adjust your settings. Take your hands off the keys. Your search is over. These are the geeks you're looking for. You found Geek Watch 1 with Kylan and Ken.
This is going to be quite a ride.
Hey, Jim! Woo! That's a bad outfit! Woo!
I love you.
Me too, man. Hit me! My turn! Am I the meanest?
Sure enough!
Am I the prettiest?
Sure enough!
Am I the baddest mofo no down around this town?
Sure enough!
Well, who am I?
Sure enough!
The Shogun of Harlem.
For what lies ahead, ready are you?
We're police officers. We're not trained to handle this kind of violence.
Hey, Geeksters, I'm Kylan.
And I'm Ken.
And you found Geek Watch 1.
Welcome back, Geeksters, issue 110 of Geek Watch 1. Once again, here from the Malted Meeple.
Woo!
Wow, everybody sounds excited.
It's happening. It's Saturday, we all slept in, come on.
Yeah, you'd think on a Saturday afternoon people would be more like excited and awake than a Monday night.
Well, you were wrong.
Yeah. So, but
this time it's going to work.
What do you mean it's going to work? Oh, yeah,
last episode was the missing one.
Yes. Hey, if you guys are searching the internet and you find it, let me know. It disappeared on me.
It dispersed into the ether.
Yes. So, Kylan, what did you guys do this week? Anything special?
What did we do this week? I've been playing quite a bit of Tekken 7.
Yeah? The game you forgot you had?
You've been taking polls of people on
yeah,
Facebook
as
to which fighting
like,
game's the best?
I have to admit, I was pleasantly surprised by the response, because I was just curious about what... know where people's heads were as far as fighting games go.
And most of them don't agree with you on the three you gave them the choice of.
Right.
Other things.
But you know, the thing is, you know, there are other franchises that are, I think at the time they were really good, because Guilty Gear was a really good one. Dead or Alive, that was a really good one.
Everyone likes Injustice, though.
I'm currently
people
playing.
People are loving Injustice, too.
Well, I'm currently playing Injustice 1, and I really like it. The thing is, I'm trying to. I got a lot of fighting to do before I get into Injustice 2, and then I got to get, and then we got. I still have a Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, but that's not until December.
Most of the time you're dealing with the earlier versions of the game, so by the time you get to what was new at the time, it's lesser price and cheaper we can get.
I don't know,
saving at least $10 or $20 to get it now.
I have all kinds of games that I've gotten for free from Xbox Live.
There you go.
I finally got Force. What was it? Force Unleashed 2 back earlier this year, because they were free on Xbox Live.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm like, are those really free?
Wait long enough.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I'm well on my way with my goal to go through all of the Rogue Squadron series. So I'm on the first
one
right
now. Anyone that you don't have, let me know. I have all the series.
There's 10 of them. I have all.
Okay. You even have the, like I said, you even have Mercy Kill, the new one?
Yes.
Okay.
I have all.
No worries. He's got them. It's just going to take them.
Yeah, well, the nice thing with Mercy Kill was the book came out, 10 years after the series stopped?
Yeah.
And the book takes place 10 years after.
It does? Okay.
Where it left off.
Cool.
It's like a lot of the other movies and stuff they've done recently where they just pick up where it was left off, like 20, 30 years ago, and they just made another sequel.
Right.
And all this stuff is not canon now, but
it's
that's
still
okay.
Good stories.
It's still good, mm-hmm. And I get my Rogue Squadron fixed with the Black Squadron stuff in the Poe Dameron series. So
yeah.
You know, it's good.
You got a lot of Star Wars going on right now.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
I finally started watching Ash versus Evil Dead. And not inspired by Bart.
It's supposed to be good.
The funny thing is, Bart's blog today, on Saturday, is about all the Bruce Campbell the lovely movies and TV series. And and I had decided before even reading and posting Bart's blog that I was going to start watching that when I caught up on other stuff.
Yeah.
And partway through the first season, it's just like the movies. It's just...
The second season is even crazy.
Oh, my God. It's just, like, campy and gory out the wazoo, and it's the usual groovy Bruce, and...
okay.
Someone told me there is a third season already being done,
the
so...
Just note, the second season has a possessed car. So.
Yes. Well, see,
yes. What?
Oh my God. Anything Bruce Campbell does, you know what you're going to get out of him, because Bruce Campbell really doesn't play other characters. He doesn't play different roles. He plays Bruce Campbell in whatever situation
yes,
you put him in.
He pretty much does. Yeah. And he went from having his hand, his wooden hand destroyed, to having they created for him technically a cybernetic hand, but it's based on a like the Nintendo glove.
They found
a video game pack, and they were like, then they pull it out, and the guy starts working on it to make this working hand for him.
Awesome.
And so, you know, he's able to actually punch people and give the finger. So that's the important thing in life. Yeah.
Yes. But the chainsaw.
He still has that. It's all detachable. Everything's detachable. And he just, like, plugs the chainsaw in and twists, and it's attached. Yeah, he's good. He's
groovy.
Still chainsaw.
Okay,
all right. And the boomstick, and, yeah, he's all good with his weapons. Yeah. And so it's a fun show, definitely, if you like that, you know, if you like the movies, it's worth watching. If you have, what is it, Stars it's on?
I had Stars for American Gods.
Yeah, exactly. We got it for American Gods, which I, you know, watched all of already, which if you haven't, you have to see it.
Yeah, we got to catch up on that one still.
Especially whether you love the book or not. It's like, it's just an awesome show on its own. And then I looked at the Stars, you know, on-demand stuff. I'm like, holy crap, there's a whole bunch of shows I wanted to see on here.
Yeah, Stars has been making a lot of... Stars is almost on the quality of HBO with the amount of shows that they do and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, Showtime does the same amount of shows, but it doesn't seem like it's got the same impact.
Right.
And Cinemax, I'm not sure what they're doing anymore since they're HBO anyway.
Cinemax still does what they're known for.
Bart knows what they're known for.
It still has that section of their channels, yeah, it does. And the on-demand section, yeah. So, you know, if you need that, go to Cinemax. Or, you know, the internet for free.
Yeah. Vicky and I actually caught up. We finally caught up on Doctor Who for the season.
Cool.
We caught all the way up till today's episode.
Cool.
And we found one last night that dropped on Netflix this week that we were both shocked with how good it actually is. We started watching Glow. Have you seen that on Netflix?
No, it just started last night.
No. It was yesterday.
It just started last night.
We actually watched the first six episodes.
It's basically a tribute to the 80s, and I saw that, and I was like, there's no way in hell I'm watching it.
But it's basically, it's about the creation of Glow, but it's a drama.
When I was a kid, I remember when I was a kid, and the thing was...
It has that chick from Community in it.
Yeah, because it was on, where I was, it was on, at 11 o'clock, Saturday morning, and not just
I remember seeing some of it.
I kept waiting for my mom to tell me to turn it off because it's just
it was
wrestling, but it's
gratuitous wrestling,
flash and trash.
Wrestling is what
gratuitous wrestling, and I just sitting there. I kept waiting for.
It was a wrestling show that was all women in the 80s, but they weren't actually wrestlers to start with. Most of the women in it were actors or actresses that were taught how to wrestle, and they actually were taught how to wrestle. What was it? I think it was Hector Guerrero did actually all the training.
He did?
From the famous Mexican Guerrero family in wrestling.
Yep.
So.
Well. Yeah, I saw that dropped this week.
Yeah, and like I said, we watched the first episode just to see what it was. Because we like wrestling in general.
Yeah.
But we watched the first episode. It's like, dude, and we're six episodes in. And it's like, we got to go to bed. We got a show this morning. So we got four left to go.
Yeah. James will finish it out. Come
That's
on.
Right. Teenage Colin remembers when.
No, I think you would enjoy the show because it has all the stuff you expect out of an 80s show also. Yeah.
Ninjas?
Not quite.
Well, a relatively realistic 80s show. Not, not just ninja showing up everywhere.
Great 80s soundtrack to it. This guy, the director guy is always doing coke. Come on. This is 80s in LA.
80s
in LA.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
so, no. It's from the same people who did Orange is the New Black. So it's definitely not a show for the kids.
No. Well, or maybe.
So,
a lot of those...
The object lesson.
A lot of
don't
those Netflix
this.
Direct shows are not shows for kids.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Voltron is. But I don't know what else we've been doing, really. Just caught up on a couple things like that. There's a movie we saw. I forget what movie we watched. Now that we can actually watch a bunch of stuff. But what do we got coming up?
Nothing.
Wow.
It seems like we don't have any news when we're in the Oddmall slump, which is right now, because it doesn't come up again until September.
Yeah.
So there's been like no new news for Oddmall stuff, and
except the thing was like there were Origins was last week, but we didn't have a correspondent there.
Andy was saying it wasn't. I mean, he said Origins was. I talked to Andy earlier this week. He said Origins was fun, but he didn't mention anything about any big news or anything that dropped at Origins.
Right? No, I didn't. I follow
the Origins Twitter and everything, and there was like nothing coming out of it.
Wow.
The game is just out there. Not summer, a lot.
This summer is just a relaxed summer. Seems like because we'll see in movies later this. More or later this show, that there's not a whole lot of super huge blockbusters for the second half of the summer.
Mm-mm.
There's a couple of them, but nothing, not a whole lot.
No.
The gaming, in Origins, there wasn't a whole lot coming out. I mean,
that's right.
TV is just standard TV that we always get in the summer. It's just a chill summer.
And for the only thing I've heard about Gen Con so far is they have an exclusive They Might Be Giants concert for badge holders.
Ooh, okay.
That's cool.
That's all I heard.
Dang, net
it! Because I know Heather basically commented and told Andy he had to go to that.
You know, Andy's always looking for someone to go with him.
I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, we're going
to
Dragon Con at the end of August.
I can't.
You can go. You can go to or Gen Con. Just don't look under the couch.
see, you know what?
No, we're not revisiting that story.
No, God, no. Just no.
Or if you do, wear gloves, which Kylan didn't.
Anyway,
that tells you enough.
You'll never live it down.
I know. I just
too many people know.
Oh man.
So,
but anyway.
Yeah. But I don't know. Did we mention about the Ohio Burn Unit coming to Oddmall before?
The what?
I think we already mentioned that, the Ohio Burn Unit.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Okay. Yes. I don't remember what all we talked about and stuff. So, I know Andy's wanting to make. He's making an announcement on Monday as of recording here, so I gotta wait for that. The show will drop after that, but
yeah.
I'm not sure if he's going to make the announcement or not.
We have to make sure the announcement's official.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, other than that, I don't know. What do we have in geek news?
Well, we do have a few things. That one thing that all fans of Supernatural got super hyped about this week was the announcement of the spin-off Wayward Sisters.
Okay. Are they actually making it?
Yes.
I thought they were just in discussion.
There's only been six other spin-offs that they tried.
They already have Kim Rhodes down, who plays Sheriff Jody.
Cool.
She's Jody Mills. She's already down to star in it. They don't have anyone else in it.
I never picked that up. Jody Mills?
Yeah. Yep. they're going to be using, I believe, the season premiere as what they're calling a backdoor intro for the spinoff. But the thing is, Jodi has already been... Her character has
used
been
the last
in,
5 years as your backdoor spin-off.
Well, no. Like, her character's already been in, I think, what'd they say, 12 episodes.
Yeah.
Which I was surprised.
She's been all
over
the place.
I didn't think about her being in that many episodes.
Well, you
got to
think over
been.
The amount of time.
She's in more.
If she's
no,
in two
no.
or three episodes over 6 years...
Well, yeah, because it was...
the show's been on for what,
2005, 12? I think they said she was introduced.
Mm-hmm.
So, she was introduced pretty early on.
She's been in since the beginning, basically.
Right. And so they're finally going with this, and it's going to be telling the story of... Let me see, officially here. Telling the story of Sheriff Jody Mills and a group of troubled young women, all of them orphaned by supernatural tragedy.
Which she's already got two living with her now.
Exactly. Those actresses aren't yet confirmed, but you would think that those are the ones they're going to start with. And they're also expected to bring over some other characters from the main show, at least on occasion, and then have their own new characters, of course. And they're pretty psyched about it, and figure it'll finally.
They'll just bring in whoever.
Unlike that other spinoff they attempted with those like new characters that came in from Chicago.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that like.
Well, there's been a couple of other times in there that they've done stuff that looks like that's what they were trying to do is
yeah.
to see if this would work.
And the thing is, it's always been characters who just suddenly show up on the
yeah.
show for one episode and then they try and go from there. But at least this is someone who's well established and has fans. On her own, like
yeah.
it's not, you know, not just fans of the show.
Well, I'm wondering,
people like Jody,
if one of the characters they bring over might be the new Crowley, because Crowley's running around in a rat right now.
Right, but and Mark Shepard's not coming back.
Exactly, that's what I said.
So,
his body's not going to come back, so he's going to have a new vessel.
Yeah,
Yeah, so who's going to be Crowley, and is that going to be
No, Crowley's caught in... He's not a rat anymore. He's caught in that other dimension.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, yeah, he went there. Okay, yeah. So maybe no Crowley.
So, yeah, so it'll take a while before any Crowley comes back.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Well, that's like Crowley and Lucifer both being over there. At some point, the two of them are coming back.
You can't have a show about the paranormal and ultimately good and evil and angels and demons without Lucifer.
Yeah.
Like, he's coming back. They did not say that actor's not coming back. They did not say anything about him. So he's coming back. He's getting out
and
there.
It took him a couple of times to find vessels for Lucifer officially until they found this guy. This guy is awesome. He's perfect.
I did like when he was Rick Springfield.
Rick Springfield was a good one.
Just saying, I've been in love with that man since I was 6, so I appreciated the fact that Rick Springfield became Lucifer for at least a couple episodes.
He sweated on her.
Do you have Forever Night? The first movie? Or no, wait, what was it? Nick Knight?
Nick Knight.
I was trying to remember what the movie was.
Nick Knight, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have that one on DVD, and I have Volume 1 of Forever Night.
Yep.
And he was also in the original version of Human Target.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was like in the late 80s.
Yeah.
When they were trying to get him involved in things. And of course, the main thing he was able to succeed at acting-wise was General Hospital. Because even after he left the show early on in the 80s, he came back like 5-6 years ago. Mm-hmm. So.
Welcome to soap operas.
Exactly. The characters never go away. No one's dead unless you see the body. And
then they're still not dead.
Yeah. There's an evil twin. There's always an evil twin.
It's like comic books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. The other bit of show news that was interesting is that HBO is talking about developing a Watchmen TV series.
Yes, Vernon was telling me about that.
With Damon Lindelof, who did The Leftovers, which was fairly popular. And they tried to do this back in about 2014, and it never went anywhere. But this one is going to be starting from scratch. He's not worrying about those earlier versions they tried. So it'll be interesting. And I mean, HBO is kind of one of the perfect places for it. It would kind of be either HBO or Stars or Showtime or one of those anyway.
Yeah, Watchmen has always been a mature reader comic anyway.
Yes.
So
considering what HBO did with, you know, Game of Thrones and all that and the money they can put behind it, it'll be interesting to see. I'm already interested to know who they're going to cast. That's all I guess. Like, I need to know who's going to be the comedian because...
Well, we know
Jeffrey
it's not
Dean
be...
Morgan was awesome. Yeah.
Well, we know it won't be him, but...
Yeah. So that was just a little thing. It's just in development, so they haven't gone too far with that yet. And the thing that Kylan was mentioning off-air about Disney and Marvel, it looks like they may be developing a Captain America attraction. This is based on a patent that Disney has filed, because we know that when Disney files a patent, they're doing something with it.
Yeah.
And, of course... The issues that Disney has in Florida with the Marvel characters they're allowed to release because Universal has the rights to so many, this will likely happen in California.
Yeah.
But basically, it's a patent for something that would allow the users to play the part of Captain America. It sounds like it could be a game type of attraction, kind of like the way they do the Toy Story one, where you're riding around and shooting at Toy Story things. Yeah. It includes a VR headset as well as a gauntlet with this sliding mechanism. And you put both of these on, and the sliding mechanism works to actually slide Captain America's shield so that on the VR headset, you see the shield go flying, and you're supposed to move your arm to make it fly. And it's a matter of distance, and I guess there's like training where Captain America will tell you how to do this. But it shows you the distance, and it comes back to you like his shield does, so you would probably feel the impact on it, that kind of thing. So that's what the patent is for. Mm-hmm. And I just like the fact that there are people who actually scour the patent filings to find these things on a regular basis.
Well, I mean, these were the same people that discovered that they had managed to, in essence, create lightsaber technology.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
that was the last patent.
I can't wait to see what that actually is.
Yeah. The idea is that there's a Jedi Academy, and but what they're using basically is like it's a use of laser light and water vapor.
Yeah.
And so when you ignite the saber, you would have
the hilt.
Yeah, you would have the hilt. So when you ignite the saber. the laser beam comes out and comes back, but you're able to see it because of the water vapor.
Yeah.
I want to know how they make it stop at a certain distance.
Right. Well, it would depend where the vapor goes. Yeah. Like, if they're able to control where the vapor is and where your lightsaber
is. Well,
also,
it's going to be interesting how they get the true actual feedback of lightsaber hitting something.
Yeah.
And actually feeling the impact and actually having it stop.
And that's why some of their patents are so amazing, because they have to have so many pieces and parts to be able to put this one thing. I mean, you have to think, Disney is the one who patented animatronics. They're the ones who created the robotic features for all these rides you see everywhere now.
Well, they had full animatronic robots back in the 50s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because isn't that when they did, like, the Hall of Presidents? Well, Hall of Presidents was a type of hologram, isn't it?
No. It's animatronics.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of them actually was a hologram technology.
They do have hologram technology. They also have, similar to the lightsaber thing, years ago, they started adding to certain fireworks shows a light element, like when we saw, was it Fantasmic?
Mm-hmm.
We saw at the Disney Studios,
yeah.
where they basically have water vapors and waterfalls, mm-hmm. and they show entire scenes of movies.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
It's amazing. So they, Disney knows how to do this. I mean,
I mean, I'll be honest. Like we did, which one was it? Rock and Roller Coaster.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now that I did, and Rock and Roller Coaster, the car you're in goes from 0 to 60, like 5 seconds,
or three seconds.
Yeah, I think 0 to 60 in 3 seconds, and you honestly feel like you're in a car, because all of a sudden it's just like, and you're like gone, and it's just like.
Mm-hmm.
Is it similar to like the Top Thrill Dragster up at Cedar Point?
You know, it's different.
Well, actually, Top Thrill gets a lot faster than that, though.
Well, the other thing is, though, with the Disney rides, you have everything around you.
Yeah, you got a whole show. Yeah,
and they have, you know, they have speakers in the headset so that you're actually hearing the music and the story.
Cedar Point tried to do that with Disaster Transport, and they made it for a half of a season before they just stopped with the actors and all that stuff. You just kind of walked through the building and got to the roller coaster.
People just want to go to Cedar Point to go on the ride. I mean, it's bad enough you have to stand in line for an hour and a half to 2 hours for the popular ones.
Well, that's everywhere. Yeah. And actually, that's
like
a really
Disaster.
Slow day.
I remember Disaster. Yeah. We did that one, didn't we? Mm-hmm. I liked that.
I remember what it was before. It was the toboggan ride.
I don't remember that.
It was the exact same roller coaster.
Because
they just built a building around it.
They
didn't change anything. They built a building around it and put all the asteroid stuff in there. Other than that, it was a toboggan chute.
It's the same as what they've done with the new Guardians of the Galaxy escape ride. Mm-hmm. It's Tower of Terror. It still drops you.
Right.
You still go up the exact same ride. And go through all this little story and get dropped. I mean,
that's why in Disaster Transport, if you remember the track, it looked like it was in like a chute almost the whole time.
Right.
Because it's a toboggan chute.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a bobsled ride.
The other thing I have was I found a blog that had the listing of the Avengers Infinity War cast that's confirmed based on casting and who's shooting now.
Okay.
Because, well, we've been told that there's going to be a lot of, I mean, pretty much all of the movie universe should be in this movie. But not everyone has been confirmed so far. So far we have confirmed, obviously, Thanos, because he's the big bad.
Yeah.
All the Avengers. You have Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, Hulk, so it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Thor movie and how they get out of that. Spider-Man, Vision, Black Widow, Hawkeye, Scarlet Witch, Falcon, Winter Soldier.
So it's all the old and new Avengers.
All of them. Plus Nick Fury and Maria Hill.
And Spider-Man.
And then you have all the Guardians of the Galaxy, which includes Nebula and Mantis, and they also have the Collector listed. Which I figure, if they have the Collector listed, they'll probably end up getting, depending what happens in the Thor movie, they'll end up getting Jeff Goldblum's character as well.
Okay.
Because he's the Collector's brother.
Ah, okay.
And, you know, and they, obviously, even from the trailer, you can tell he likes to collect his own things. So, and then, of course, we have Loki, Doctor Strange and Wong, and Black Panther, plus two characters we have not yet seen from the Black Panther movie. M'Baku, who is Man-Ape, the one we mentioned before. He's,
I think that's Michael B. Jordan's character, isn't
it? Yeah, I believe so. No, it's not Michael B. Jordan. I forget who's playing him. But anyways, he's in the comics, he's a villain. But they're not sure yet how he's going to be presented in the Black Panther movie, and whether in Infinity War he'll be siding with Thanos or not.
Well, that's a thing in comic books and just in history itself, that people switch from hero to villain all the time.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, look at Winter Soldier himself. Yeah. I mean,
you become, you're a hero for the first movie, you become the villain. Well, Doctor Strange.
Yep. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then we have Okoye, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but she's the one who leads the Dora Milaje military group.
Okay.
She's, for anyone, you know, who hasn't necessarily seen the trailers and stuff, she's the one who plays Michonne on Walking Dead. So she's been confirmed to be in it as well. So that's really the only confirmed people. I thought it was interesting that...
And then they're going to put this in a 2.5-hour movie.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to have screen time.
Well, I mean, think about the way Civil War worked, though. You had a hell of a lot of characters, like, in one battle.
Yeah.
So, you know, the whole point is a lot of them... You're not going to get a lot of screen time with some of them. They're just going to be there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and or they're going to be there as a group or something like that. They're not going to get a lot of their own lines and that kind of thing. But that's kind of not the point of Infinity War. They're they're all banding together to defeat Thanos.
And they still have to have enough time to actually tell the story, right. Not just fight.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, that's, and you know, there's going to be a lot of, I think with Spider-Man Homecoming, we might finally get a post-credits scene that has something to do with Infinity War.
Right.
Since we didn't get anything from Guardians.
Yeah. If not, you know Thor Ragnarok will have something to do with
yes.
it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
and Black Panther.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So,
Infinity War is supposed to be next summer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're filming it right now.
Yeah, because Black Panther... So, this is going to be interesting, because Black Panther is going to be February. Infinity War is May?
That's going to be quick, right on the heels of it.
May 4th.
So...
And but technically, remember, Infinity War is two movies. They're no longer calling it Infinity War 1 and 2, though.
Right.
So I don't know what the second one's called, but they're not going to complete it in the one movie.
So
they can't with that many people.
So is there a possibility that Marvel will change their routine and we get three MCU movies in a year instead of two?
Well, so far, the second
Infinity War,
which they're counting as the untitled Avengers film,
right.
is set for a year after the first one comes out.
Okay.
Well, you gotta think, we get three this year.
Oh, yeah, because
Spider-Man is an MCU movie.
Yeah.
That's
they're
right.
not being put out by MCU, by Marvel, but
that's
they're...
That's right. Yeah, it's...
It is a Marvel Universe movie.
You know, you're right. See, that's the thing. I have to start thinking of...
Now, you know, Fox would just figure out what's going on.
Oh, wait, we got the third one already. It'll be,
Venom. Yeah, that one.
Venom.
Venom's not going to be an MCU movie.
Yes, it is.
It is?
Yep.
They've changed
that?
Yeah,
Feige.
They released this week that it's within the universe of Homecoming.
Yeah, Feige is
so
not
it will
happy
be actually
it.
A Spider-Man, or Spider-Man will be a character that's at least mentioned in the movie.
Yeah, Feige is not happy with it, but yeah. Yeah, so.
What's he have a problem with?
I don't know, he's fine.
He's not happy with it because they don't totally own it.
Right. Yeah,
that's what he's not happy about.
Right.
They're not getting
but,
money
hey,
from it.
Be happy that you're allowed to play with these characters finally again.
Exactly.
Then, like I said, now Fox would figure out what's going on and make some kind of a deal.
No, Fox have figured out what they're going to do. They're milking the X properties for all they're worth now. That's what that is.
Well, yeah, because they're doing Dark Phoenix. And they said Dark Phoenix is going to be cosmic on some level.
Well, see, the Dark Phoenix stuff usually involves the Shi'ar Empire.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if they're going to introduce the Shi'ar Empire. Because we have yet to see them in any of the
Well, I mean, if they're
movies.
Going cosmic,
yeah.
they don't have any other excuse to really go that way.
That's true.
And they've announced they're going to have Dazzler.
Yeah, so...
So, you know, a disco pop singer mutant. There you go.
So
that's what the movie needs.
So if we get Dazzler... I wonder what was the possibility of us getting long shot down the road.
It's a long shot.
I like long shot, you know.
But then again, you have to remember you also have certain mutants showing up on television now too.
Right.
In various shows now.
Yeah.
Because you have Legion, you have the Gifted. And you have the Squirrel Girl one that's coming.
Right.
Which whatever they're allowed to use for that one. So,
right, so
there's a lot of places these mutants can show up now.
Yeah.
The Squirrel Girl one is MCU, though. They won't have mutants.
They just won't call them mutants.
I know.
Yeah.
They'll have Inhumans.
They'll conveniently be humans.
They'll have Inhumans.
That's right.
Oh, yeah,
that's
we got
the
Inhumans show. There
Inhumans,
you go.
Yeah.
Inhumans is coming. Cloak and Dagger is still coming.
Yeah.
So... Marvel's starting to fire on TV.
A lot
slowly.
Of mutations everywhere.
Yes. Now it's just a matter of getting them all to play nicely together.
Just make the fans happy. Come on.
Well, you know.
So, do you have any more news? I do want to mention, because everybody's going to expect us to give our comments on it, the Star Wars Han Solo fired their directors. Now, it was confirmed that these guys were actually fired. Phil Lord and what was the other guy's name?
I don't know.
They're the guys that did...
We don't care anymore because they were fired.
They were... but
they're dead to us.
According to people inside Lucasfilm, they actually just... They didn't get along with anybody.
They weren't following orders. You get paid to do a job. They weren't doing the job.
And it's like, if you listen to the other directors that have made Star Wars movies recently, they're given a lot of creative leeway.
Yep.
The problem is, you still have to make a Star Wars movie.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like these guys were not... It wasn't... Didn't have a Star Wars feel to it or something.
But
it sounded like they wanted to take the Star Wars characters but make their own movie. Like, you know, they didn't want to follow the universe. They didn't want to follow the usual type of plotting and pacing that these movies have. It has to match. It has to fit it. Even though it's what is it, anthology?
Yeah,
an anthology movie. It's still part of the universe.
Right.
You know, you can't suddenly change the way the character acts just because, oh, it's a younger version of Han Solo. He'll be a jokester. No, he won't.
No
he's still Han Solo.
He's still
Lando Calrissian.
He's a smartass. They both are. I mean, we know that as the character, but we expect the one-liners and the little asides. We don't expect something we're going to, like, be laughing out loud at throughout the entire film.
No. We're not looking for 23 Jump Street in space.
Let's not talk about those movies.
Well, that's the one I looked at. That's really the only thing they've done is the two 21 Jump Street movies, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, and the Lego movie. That was it.
Yep.
There's a couple of little things in there, but nothing I'd ever even heard of.
And those are the movies you go to for, like, flat-out laughs.
Yeah.
If you find that funny. But that's not what you go to Star Wars for.
No.
Just because you not manage to bend against doesn't mean that you're ready for Washington. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
But it did not take long for Kathy Kennedy and Lucasfilm to actually hire a new director. And they brought in Ron Howard, which is an interesting choice. Dawn, you were saying that it's a safe choice, which because you know what you're going to get when you get it.
Right.
Exactly.
But it's like, he's not done much in the way of, the only sci-fi-esque type film I can think of is, didn't he do Apollo 13?
Yes.
That's the only thing that's not based somewhat in reality that I've seen him do.
I mean, I'm just looking up his movies here, and... pretty much. That's all he's done.
Yeah,
now, I don't doubt he's a Star Wars fan because everybody from his generation up through now has grown up with Star Wars.
Right.
Yeah, but see, the thing, especially with the Han Solo movie, is not so much about, like, the ships and stuff.
Yeah.
It's about the interplay.
This
between
one is a character movie.
Yeah, it really is a character driven movie. So I guess it kind of makes sense that you have someone like him doing it. But
right.
I don't know. I mean. His, you know, you're just like, oh, he's an Academy Award winner. He's an Academy Award winner for biographical films.
Yeah,
right.
Technically, this is a biographical film.
Yeah,
that's true. If you want to push it that far, but I mean, really, his main fantasy claim would be Splash.
Did he do that?
He did Splash. And Cocoon. He did Cocoon. So he has. I mean, since the 80s, but he has done. Fantasy sci-fi movie.
I didn't know he did those two.
Oh yeah, those were his early ones. That's what got his foot in the door.
Okay.
I think. Yeah, he did the early ones.
The only other one I had was we finally have a release date for Star Trek Discovery, and lo and behold, it's during fall premieres.
Surprise.
September 29th. And actually, it was kind of cool the way they announced it. They did the little GIF on Twitter.
Yeah.
Right.
So. And actually, other news for that was that they're throwing out Roddenberry's whole everybody has to get along concept.
Okay.
Which I think makes sense for a show that comes before all the others.
Yeah.
But
well, then it's in a new universe. It's not in Roddenberry's universe.
Yeah, but I mean, people would expect them to hold true to his rules.
Well, now, what was the rule that everybody on the ship has to get along, or?
Yeah, like basically all the humans get along. There's very little conflict amongst the crew themselves, but they're throwing that out the window, which, I mean, I think is a good thing, because... People watch shows for conflict. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what if they all just get along? Okay, fine. Maybe you'll watch it for all the sex scenes if they all just get along. But
if you watch Star Trek, though, people didn't always get along in Star Trek.
No, but I think maybe they're taking this to a little more of an extreme with how much they don't get along, because otherwise they wouldn't have really announced it as that.
They got to be careful, though, that if they go too far away from Roddenberry's original vision, it won't be Star Trek.
Right. I don't. but I don't think they'll go that far. I mean, no. It's just one of the aspects of it. I don't think they're going to go that far with it. Although, interestingly enough, for those cosplayers out there, I saw an interesting little meme that that shows that cosplayers are going to be completely ticked off about the uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they have their lovely gold, blue and gold uniforms. All the gold is made up of very, very small insignias.
Well, that's what it was. No, no, no. That's what they did on the new movies also.
So,
the
so
new movies,
you know,
all the Starfleet uniform shirts and stuff were all the little Starfleet logo.
All of the cosplayers who like to make their own stuff and make it look as authentic as possible have all these little gold pieces to put on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They're nice looking uniforms, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're sharp, so... And the ships look better than the first trailer we saw, so...
Yeah, but once they...
Klingons look interesting in this one, too. The little bit different features on the way the Klingons are done.
Well, see, the Klingons... They evolved. The Klingons, the Klingons constantly change, I mean, based on when you're encountering them, because the Klingons in Enterprise look completely different from the ones in the original series.
Well, yeah, but then they go back to it looking... Because the ones in Enterprise look like the ones from The Next Generation on.
Right.
Or actually from the movies on.
Yeah, and so that's probably the one thing
There was actually... If you go back and look... now, Star Trek canon with books and stuff was so convoluted and crisscrossed, and there was like six different origins for the Enterprise and stuff because they didn't keep track of that stuff.
Right.
But there was actually stories somewhere about the reason that the original series Klingons looked so different. It was like an offshoot crossbreeding of Klingons or something. That's why they didn't have the head ridges and stuff.
Right.
That supposedly the Klingons we know were there also. We just never saw them on the show.
I'm going to go with that.
So,
no.
that's fans making up their own canon, saying, you know what, this is the way it should be.
Well, the Star Trek fans want, because that universe is a scientifically based world. You know, they want as much logic there as possible. So I can see, you know, explaining that these guys are Klingons, but they were just a different.
They were hybrids.
Yeah, they're a hybrid from this branch.
That's the thing with Star Trek. Unlike with Star Wars, with Star Trek, things do have to have more of a scientific basis.
Mm-hmm. And you have to come up with
more
something.
Of an explanation. Whereas at least in Star Wars, you can make up the entirety of the explanation.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It doesn't
well, that's
have
why
to make complete sense.
Actually, even if you're not a big Trekker or Trekkie, checking out the old school tech manuals that they had for the ships and stuff was awesome. Some of the BS they came up with on how this stuff works. Because they went through everything on how it worked.
Yep.
Well, yeah, but I mean, all
but
the
scientific background.
Yeah,
exactly.
All the scientifically
basis
space.
Yeah.
Based, like,
there's actually, if I remember the original one, even Mr. Scott's Guide to the Enterprise, whatever, was for the original series, supposedly.
Yeah.
But they even had, like, the Federation Charter was in the back of it and stuff.
Yes. Oh. Well, I mean, because Gene Roddenberry had all that laid out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, all the work that he did.
You know, he was J.K. Rowling before J.K. Rowling. He had
pretty
everything.
Much.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything specced out and created in his world based on the real world.
Right.
Not bad for a pilot.
But, I mean, well, you know, he took a page from Tolkien. I mean,
pretty much,
that's what Tolkien
yeah.
did. And you're like... I'm like, well, okay. I mean, because I remember
it's like every generation has one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
See what comes up next.
You know, that was one of those. I remember sitting there reading this manual, and I'm just like, oh my god, this is like.
That's like the Next Generation one that I read that actually explained how the warp drive works or something. It's like, wow, and actually almost if you're not being a physicist, it actually kind of makes sense.
Well, I mean,
I have to admit, honestly, I love seeing. The Nerdist does this on occasion. They have a couple of scientists on staff for their bloggers, and they actually take comic book movies and sci-fi movies and stuff, and they give you the science behind it of this is how it could actually work.
Mm-hmm.
I like why they have videos of that. So I love watching that stuff.
Well, there's a guy that's on YouTube that does that with moves and fighting games.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm like... Okay, because there's still... Oh, this is
that's dedication when you want to figure out stuff.
Nobody can do that.
Okay.
And then he's able to do it. I'm like...
Okay, I want to see him do the Chun-Li's upside-down spin kick.
Oh.
The helicopter kick.
That's completely possible. Come on.
I think he did... No, he was doing all the
without
Ryu
touching
stuff.
The ground.
He was doing all the Ryu stuff.
Okay. Yeah,
so,
Dragon Punch, Falcon Punch, that type of stuff, I could see. Without the energy blast.
Right, you know, but... I don't know. I think the energy blast will. I think that'd be fun. You know, They never taught me Dan Kung Fu, unfortunately.
You just didn't get to the right level.
No, he didn't get to the Legend Continues.
You didn't have that level 8 clearance.
No, he didn't get to the Legend Continues. It's all good.
I did break concrete, though.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. I did break concrete.
With his palm, not his fist. We actually have the pieces of concrete at home, too.
The first time I did it, I didn't keep that one. But the third one I kept, I broke it in 3 pieces.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I'm just like...
It was what, like a 2-inch, was it a 2-inch block?
Well, yeah, it was a 2-inch block,
yeah. Because it was a 2-inch paving.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh. So there you go. So, you don't want to get hit by Kylan, is what we're saying.
That's right. the original Iron Fist. Well, let's get into our movies. The main gist of the show today is going to be, going to be the smaller end of the show, but hey, the third quarter movies, and there's not a whole lot of blockbusters in here. I mean, there's some stuff in here, but
there's,
nothing
I
huge.
Mean, there's a lot of movies coming out, because it's summer, it always happens, but there's not a lot of the blockbusters, there's not a lot of necessarily geek-oriented ones, but
towards September, it dies. I only have like 4 movies out of September.
I have 3 in September.
So,
yeah. I only have 2 for August.
Well, next week is probably the one that's going to win the rest of the summer when it comes to the box office.
A chunk of it, anyway.
It's going to win the rest of the summer for box office.
Yeah.
And that's Spider-Man Homecoming.
Right.
We've talked about it on here. Everybody knows what this movie is.
Yeah.
This is going to be, hopefully, Spider-Man done right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It only took him 3 tries.
Right.
Obviously, it's gonna be big. Everyone loves their Spider-Man, but mm-hmm. the problem is because there's already been so many Spider-Mans. Spider-Man.
Sure.
I don't know that it's gonna be as huge necessarily. And plus, he's already shown up in Civil War. Everyone's seen him already.
So hopefully, that means we're not gonna get an origin story because everybody's seen it at least twice.
Well, no, it's not an origin. Based on the trailer alone, it's not an origin story. Aside from how he gets the new costume, from Tony Stark and stuff.
But hopefully they do it like they've done it a couple times where they'll do the origin during the opening credits for like a minute and a half, 2 minutes.
Right.
Batman v Superman, I think, did that right with the Batman origin. They showed you the Batman origin, but it was so quick and done that you didn't have to worry about
it. One of the Hulk movies, Kylan and I were talking about this the other day, one of the Hulk movies during the opening credits showed you all this chemistry stuff and
Ang
all
Lee's,
this stuff going on.
I think it was Ang Lee's first Hulk movie.
It may have been Ang Lee's, yeah.
Was that the Edward Norton one?
It was the David Norton one because
Edward
he liked
Norton.
It.
Edward Norton.
Yeah, Edward Norton one because the Ang Lee one was the comic book version.
Yeah,
but then the Incredible Hulk was like the reboot of that, and the origin was just like the one from the TV series.
Yeah, but it was all during the credits.
Yeah, it was all during the
time
credits.
By the time we got to the main movie.
Yeah, well, that's because Incredible Hulk at this point, everybody knows he got blasted with radiation, he became the Hulk.
Well, yeah, and it's the same thing with Spider-Man though. It's like he got bit by a spider. Okay, let's move on.
Right.
Exactly. And
already got part of the origin in Civil War because he had his homemade costume. He had the web spinning stuff. You learned about the webs a little bit when Tony Stark was talking to him. So you kind of got what was needed there. Now you're just going to see him in high school.
Yeah.
Right.
And everything. So.
But the next week, did you have anything else on the 7th?
Nothing for the 7th. I mean,
a couple other movies.
No
but...
one really wanted to release anything else on the 7th because they know that Spider-Man's the movie everyone's going to.
I mean, there's a couple other things in there, but the next week is another, which could be a big one, War for the Planet of the Apes.
It'll be big in terms of people who have seen the other ones.
Yes. And actually, this new Planet of the Apes series, I think they've started to actually do pretty good with it. They have a decent idea of the story. They took the idea of the concept of the original and said, okay, well, let's move our world to the Planet of the Apes. Instead of starting at the Planet of the Apes.
Right.
Right.
Where they did in the 70s, and that's what they tried to do with Mark Wahlberg's version.
Right.
Was that he was just like in the original Charlton Heston one, where he gets lost in space and comes back to Earth, and all of a sudden, he's on the Planet of the Apes.
Yep.
Right.
This one, I like the way they've done with this.
Mm-hmm.
That they've shown this is what could happen with science going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
They've kept it up solidly, and I think that's why they'll do well enough. Like, they'll definitely make more than their money back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They've not made giant leaps between the movies.
And I mean, just seeing the trailer, it still looks pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the apes look real. Like, I
don't
know. Yeah. I don't know how these effects people do it, but holy
crap. Yeah, you
get
Woody Harrelson in this one.
Yeah, that's amazing to see it. Woody Harrelson.
I have another one on here because I'm kind of a sucker for this type of horror movies. They have Wish Upon. coming out.
I heard about that.
This is basically, it's a modern version of like the Monkey's Paw or Wishmaster or any of those where it's a horror movie that you gotta be careful what you wish for because you will get it, but you don't know how.
Yeah, it's a little bit fantasy horror in a way.
Yeah,
because of the wishing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, the other one for that week though is the Valerian movie.
Mm-hmm. No, that's the week after.
I had it for the 14th.
I have it on the 21st.
Okay then.
We're getting there, but the only other one they have, IMDb only has Lady Macbeth as that one too, which is a period piece.
Oh. Yeah, it's not the Shakespeare play. It's just a period piece with elements. Of the plot, so yeah, that's why I didn't include that.
But we can jump to the next one, the 21st, and actually get to.
I can't.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I think I know where Kylan's going. No. Let's move on.
Oh, okay.
The next
week.
The next week, the July 21st, the movie everybody's waiting for is Dunkirk. Oh wait, no, Valerian.
Dunkirk.
I'm not going to see a war movie.
Valerian is a city of 1,000 planets.
This is based on comics.
Or Fifth Element 2.
Yeah.
It
looks absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping it's more than just looking gorgeous.
Well, it's Luc Besson, the same guy who did The Fifth Element. It's based on the comic book,
yeah.
But it's just his style of the future looks like what you saw in The Fifth Element, which is awesome. I love that.
Yeah. And it's a massive scale. It's like a planet that's full of planets.
They have the actual whole description
right.
Over here officially. It says, a dark force threatens Alpha, a vast metropolis and home to species from 1,000 planets. Special operatives Valerian and Loreline must race to identify the marauding menace and safeguard not just Alpha, but the future of the universe.
Yeah.
So it's a city of 1,000 planets, but it sounds like that's because the city has people from 1,000 planets.
Right. And if you've seen the trailers or just look them up online, like the creatures and the atmosphere and the environment, it's gorgeous. It looks awesome.
Well,
I just hope that the story and acting holds out.
I want to see it.
This is one that looks like it's worth seeing on the big screen.
Right.
Even if it ends up not being a fantastic movie, it looks like it's worth seeing on
a
huge screen.
The last one I've seen that this reminded me of, kind of when you talk on the scope and the epic sci-fi, would have been Jupiter Ascending.
Mm-hmm.
It had the very same. Now, I didn't mind the story to that. It wasn't as good as I was expecting it to be.
And that movie did very poorly.
Yeah, it did very poorly. But it was that huge, vast scope with all these beautiful scenes and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And it has a lot of unknown people in it, although it does have Clive Owen in it.
Yeah.
Okay. But it has the one who plays, I presume it's Loreline, because I think Valerian's the guy and Loreline's the girl.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
She's the one who was Enchantress in Suicide Squad.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Though she looks completely different because she's just, you know, standard blonde in this movie.
Yeah.
That's where she's been most recently, I think.
What was that? Clara Delevingne?
Delevingne, yeah.
Okay. Then the next week, before we get to the one, I got to bring up the Emoji Movie. Just because.
Oh, no, you don't.
Just because Patrick Stewart plays poop.
Yes, it has the poop emoji because we need that.
No. If you look in the credits, it says Patrick Stewart as poop.
And that's all we need
going
to say.
To see that,
and let's move
sure.
on.
That's the only reason I brought that up because it's like, dude, that's awesome. That's one of those you got to wonder, did he look at this script and say, I can play poop? I want this.
I mean, he is the one that's he's an American dad playing the horrible FBI director.
Yeah.
Okay. The big one from that week, though, is Atomic Blonde.
Absolutely.
And this one looks like a female James Bond in the late 80s Berlin.
Well, it's a female John Wick is what they're describing it as because of the amount of sheer violence and awesomeness that's involved in it.
This book has been sitting on my shelf
for three years. It's based on a graphic novel called Coldest City.
Yeah.
That came out a while ago, and it is about the Cold War.
Yeah.
And all you need to know, it's Charlize Theron kicking serious ass is all it comes down to. That will get me in a movie theater.
So I still have time to read it before we.
Yeah, you have to leave.
Yeah,
you have
end of July.
You have a month.
Right.
You better be able to finish it in a month.
I'll be able to do that.
So then,
really. It has a very low budget because it's completely live action and real stunts and everything. It was like $30 million to make. They're going to make their money back, no problem.
Yeah, this was the kind of movie, this was one of those, a spy movie that there's no like special gadget sort of thing. It's just.
And it also has James McAvoy in it.
Oh.
And what's her name? Sophia Boutella. She was the one who was the bodyguard in Kingsman with the
Nice.
And the one who's currently in The Mummy, which we're not going to talk about.
So much wholesale violence.
Yeah, so she's good at the violent part.
Oh,
she's
gosh.
That, so, yeah.
Oh, that's going to be okay. I'm getting a little knot in my throat.
So, basically, there's one knockdown winner for July is going to be Spider-Man, probably.
Yeah.
There's a couple other good ones to go check out in the theaters, but then we move into August. It starts off with The Dark Tower.
It starts
this
off
is
strong.
One that people have been waiting for years, like decades, for this movie to get made.
It's one of those where they said it could never be made. That's the thing.
Yeah.
But people have to know going in that if you've read the books, this happens after the books.
Yes.
But the premise of the books are that, and I haven't actually read them, I just know the premise. The premise of the books is the gunslinger who is searching for this dark tower and all this, and he goes, by the end, he goes through this door, and it reverts all the way back to the beginning.
Oh.
Like, it resets itself. So this is kind of, it's after that, but it's got an Old West sort of thing going on, but it also brings it into our world.
Okay.
And there's a kid involved, and Matthew McConaughey is the man in black, bad guy kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I'm not seeing it for that. we know that, like, we're basically all going to see this because Idris Elba's the gunslinger. All that matters.
This is why Kylan's got to figure out how he can see this movie.
Quite honestly,
Idris is in it.
I don't care what the movie's about. Idris Elba. In a long trench coat. Have you seen his outfit? Oh my god, it's amazing. I want to see people cosplay in this. This is what I want now. I want to see this in real life. Because it's pretty detailed. He has this vest with buckles on it. He's got this long, dark trench coat. It's not something you want to cosplay in summer. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I bet we will see people at Dragon Con dress like that.
Probably.
Wow.
Well, shut up. You're going to go see it.
Well, moving on from there, there's not much else coming out. John Boyega has a movie, Detroit, coming out that week. And there's another one here that's not a really geek movie, but I saw a couple names on here. And I'm like, wait a minute. This is like, who's
going to
start? No, this is on the same week as that.
Okay.
The Wind River has John Bernthal, Elizabeth Olsen, and Jeremy Renner. Three Marvel characters all in it.
That, but based on the name, it sounds like one of those dramas.
No, it's an action crime mystery.
Oh, there you go.
So, but it just looks like, wow, you got three superheroes in this movie. Okay, on the 11th, I just had down Annabelle Creation, because there are horror geeks out there going to want to know that there's another horror movie.
Which is interesting, they're coming back with a prequel to a prequel. Because they've already done the movie Annabelle, which was the prequel to The Conjuring.
Yeah.
About the doll. And for those who don't know, just to freak everyone out, the real Annabelle haunted doll is actually a Raggedy Ann doll. So, you know, look in your closets for those. So this is like the prequel to the prequel, as to, like, I don't know, it's some orphan girl, which you can never trust in a horror movie, getting a doll, and the doll is already haunted or something. I don't know. But it's a prequel to a prequel.
Yeah.
And they made money off the other two or three or whatever, so.
Well, that same week, if mom and dad are going to go see that, send the kids over, Nut Job 2 comes out.
Okay.
So, if I remember, the first one was actually
funny.
That's
from Ice Age, isn't it?
This is a totally different one. If I remember, the first one was funny.
It would probably be better if it was.
The next one is a Kylan movie. The Hitman's Bodyguard.
Yes.
Now, have you seen the trailer for this,
Kylan? I had this one down.
I almost fell off my couch.
I had this one down because it's got Ryan Reynolds, Salma Hayek, Gary Oldman, Sam Jackson. It's got quite a cast.
Okay.
Now, Sam Jackson plays a, if I remember right, Sam Jackson plays a hitman, and Ryan Reynolds was hired to bodyguard him.
Yes. Because he's supposed to testify at the International Court of Justice on something.
So while Sam Jackson is doing his hitman stuff, Ryan Reynolds is trying to keep him from dying.
Yeah. So it's Ryan Reynolds and Sam Jackson together.
Yeah, if you find the Red Band trailer for this,
it's
you
like,
will fall out of your chair.
So Deadpool,
you got a hell of a lot of cursing going on and one-liners back and forth the whole time.
So Deadpool and Nick Fury.
Deadpool and Nick
pretty
Fury.
Much.
That's what it is. Deadpool protecting Nick Fury. Yeah,
oh
exactly.
My God.
Exactly. See, that's the movie they should make.
We mentioned earlier that this summer, late summer, going into fall, is going to be all horror. Because the next week would be another horror movie called Polaroid, which I know nothing about, but it's just another
it's
horror movie
on
there.
I bet it's based on photographs.
Yes.
I think
I'm a Goosebumps.
That's all I have. That's all there is for August.
Yep. August is kind of slow, so, you know, go see Spider-Man again. Or go see
September slows down even more.
September starts out good.
Well, the first week, there's nothing.
Not
this
on
is
the first
movie
week.
Called Renegade. Yeah, the second week has It.
On the 8th, there's
which
It.
Which is actually the first of two... they're making, isn't it? It's going to be a two-part.
I believe they were talking about making it two parts, yes.
Yeah.
So if I remember, the first part was supposed to be the kids while they're kids or something, and then we're going to do the adults as a separate movie?
Yeah, and it's, I mean, either way, it's still going to be creepy clowns, so you have to bother people who don't like clowns.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to replace Tim Curry as Pennywise. That's, I mean, the guy they've got in his place looks creepy enough. If you've seen the photos, he definitely has the creep factor. And, you know, the fact that this is a movie instead of the miniseries, and it's a hella long book, as a lot of Stephen King... I mean,
yeah, that's just Stephen
this
King.
This is the second Stephen King movie of this quarter. I mean, come on, he's doing well. But
that man is not hurting for money. Never has.
As a miniseries, it was good. A lot of Stephen King adaptations really suck. There's only a few good ones. And that was one of the good ones, mm-hmm. was that miniseries. So they're obviously trying hard on the movies. So hopefully.
Okay.
It'll be good.
The next one up, I saw on the 15th, there's not much on September. Mm-hmm. There's like an assassin movie and
American Assassin. Well, see, now that's based on a book, from the Mitch Rapp series. And that's sort of like, that particular book I think was actually like the third or fourth book in the series, but it actually sort of like tells his story. It's really good. I don't know if I would actually put it in the geek realm, per se. But, like, as far as, if you're a geek for action movies, this would be a good one to see, especially if you're talking about adaptations from books or from novels. So, I'm looking forward to that one.
Okay.
You look forward to every action movie.
Not every action
movie.
Oh,
yes.
No.
You look forward to Steven Seagal action movies, and that's every
action. depends on the movie, because some of them are pretty stupid, like the one where he's like leading mercenary unit against vampires.
We were watching part of Steven Seagal earlier.
Yeah, but see, Hard to Kill was good. Hard to Kill was a good one.
Yes, dear.
It was.
Oh, there was one I actually had for Kylan that I forgot I didn't have on my list. Back in August 25th, there is one. The Birth of the Dragon.
Oh yeah, that's
this is the Bruce Lee documentary picture.
Yes.
So
that is that actually going to be in theaters, or is that?
I don't know. It was on comingsoon.net, so I'm not sure. But it looks like it's all about the recreated. It's the mid-60s fight between Lee and Wong, from the point of view of a young martial arts student whose alliance became torn between Lee and Wong, Jack Mann. So I don't know. So it's like they've done many Bruce Lee documentaries.
On IMDb, it actually says in theaters.
Okay.
Which I would presume it's going to be small release. I mean, that's not the sort of thing you get wide. So we might get it at one theater in the area.
I'll keep it
possibly. That's one that might come to the Nightlife.
Yeah. True. Nightlife does get some all the independent ones.
So, but the next week we were on September 15th, but the next week after that we get. Two movies, actually, but The Kingsman: The Golden Circle is the one I'm going to go watch.
Yes! Oh, yes.
Speaking of Samuel Jackson.
Yes.
Oh, man, wholesale violence.
Aside from the one person Kylan really doesn't want in the movie, then, we're good otherwise.
Yeah, I'm just going to just
his favorite actor ever.
I'm just going to ignore that he's even there.
Kylan's new best friend.
You know what? Actually, would let him start running his mouth about that one like he did about G.I. Joe.
The good news is he probably gets beat up in the movie, though.
That's true.
So you can get that bit of satisfaction.
That is true.
Yes. I'm just happy to see Eggsy again. He's so cute.
Yeah. This is going to be an interesting one because this one he actually goes to America, doesn't he?
Yes.
And meets the Statesman, which is the American version of the Kingsman.
That's right. Well, you see it right in the trailer that the Kingsman headquarters gets destroyed.
Yeah.
You see Eggsy standing in front of the pile of rubble. So so basically they have to look for their allies and end up in the U.S.
And the interesting thing is it looks like
together.
This is definitely a stereotypical British look on America because all the statesmen are cowboys.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. It's what everyone is here. Everyone's a cowboy.
That's right.
Yeehaw.
Yeah.
But hey, you get the use of a whip instead of just like umbrellas and guns.
That's true.
If Indiana Jones ever taught us anything, the bullwhip's one of the most dangerous weapons in the world.
Damn hard to use. I have one of those things, let me tell you.
You know,
and it hurts your arm after a while. You keep trying to crack that damn thing.
Well, remember we were what series was it? Human Weapon. I think it was Human Weapon 8, where anyway they were talking about they're talking about like a bullwhip versus some other weapon, and they were talking about just trying to fight with a bullwhip alone. Like, it's just.
Mm-hmm. Well, the problem is you got to be at the specific range because the only place that the bullwhip hurts is at the end.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So if they're too close or too far away, you're not going
to
hit them.
I mean, unless you're trying to, you know, like wrap people up in it or something.
But then it's the stuff with Indiana Jones where he flips and goes around a beam. That doesn't work.
No.
Because you have to actually tie a knot.
Well, yeah, because they tested that on
Mythbusters. You cannot get it to tie itself. Right. No. And even if you could, it would not untie.
It doesn't matter how many times you wrap it around. Ultimately, it's going to start coming undone.
Right.
Yeah, it automatically does that on its own.
Yeah.
So there is another one that day for the kids a lot, but some adults would like this too, would be the Lego Ninjago movie. And Lego movies always do well.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
So
Ninjago's a smaller one. Mm-hmm. But it is based on their TV series. Mm-hmm. So.
And they have a whole line of Ninjago Legos that they've made for years.
Right.
So, and then looking at that, there's only one more movie that even hit the list for me, and that's because it's a remake, and I've not seen the original. I saw the original part of it when I first, when I was a kid. I watched like the first 10 minutes, like, nope, I'm not watching this. It was Flatliners.
Yep, that's what I have on my list.
So
the original was pretty good. I mean, there's not much you can do in a remake.
Yeah.
Like, they...
No, if they...
You know, they kill themselves and bring themselves back to life, and things follow them, and things happen.
Well,
and,
then, hopefully, if they don't come up with some new part of the story, then they make this an actual remake of it. Like, I enjoy that sometimes, where they just basically take the original story and do it again.
I don't see a point in that. I'm just like, I'll just watch the original then. I will go... If all they're doing is just a straight-out remake... Go watch the one that has Kiefer Sutherland and Kevin Bacon in it, because that's worth watching.
This has Diego Luna in it.
True. Okay, it's got someone from Star Wars in it. But go back and watch Kevin Bacon.
Well, this one's got Nina Dobrev, too. It's finally, she's actually doing something other than Vampire Diaries.
That she's not a vampire, but it's kind of a horror. So she hasn't really expanded.
But
her
that's it. Only three, we had, what, three for September. Only there
and
was another
really
one coming in August that I didn't put on the list or didn't say, but it's something called Polina. It was based on a graphic novel. It sounds like it's kind of like one of those. The story is similar to one of the animes where it's basically just a slice of life story.
Oh, okay.
But it's based on a graphic novel, so it's called
sounds
Polina.
Like,
it's
like
from Clint. August 25th. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Polina.
Like a food one or something.
It's not my type of.
But really,
thing.
there's only.
So.
You know, there's a couple in July and maybe like one each in August and September maybe, but it's really not a good quarter.
Yeah.
And
it looks like the fourth quarter is going to be good for horror movies. But other than that, it's like we got Thor coming up that I know we're looking forward to. What do we have coming up Christmas season this year?
Star Wars?
Well, Star Wars.
Important is coming at
My mind's already moving ahead to where they're starting to release for May again. But no, that's one movie in December. What else is dropping in December in general that we're looking forward to?
There's always going to be a kids or family movie in December.
Right.
They're remaking a $6 billion man?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was.
Well,
that's been going, yeah.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg as
well, they're actually finally moving forward with it, apparently, after
being
in development a couple of years.
That's just disappointing, you know.
Which is funny. But I don't know, it's funny because I actually watched the pilot in the first episode of $6 Million Man this week.
Well, isn't it good?
The pilot was awesome.
Yeah.
And it was just like a lot of pilots from the 70s. There was only one actor in there that actually made it to the series.
Right. Yeah, because it was a completely different
totally
Oscar.
Different cast. Oscar wasn't in it at all.
No, yeah, Oscar wasn't.
There was another guy that was running it. It was the OSO or something like that.
Yeah.
What the organization
and it was a different Rudy.
Rudy was a different guy, yeah.
Oh, can I just say, there's one of the best episodes ever of $6 Million Man is when he's with that kid who's a football player.
Oh, yeah.
Because you see Lee Majors in a crop top, midriff-bearing top, and short shorts playing football.
Yes.
Hilarious.
Okay, I'll have to watch the rest of it then.
Did they end up getting the kid bionic legs? Like, he got hurt.
There was one about a bionic
kid. You know what?
So,
I was like, really? I was like, the government, they're just giving that bionic like
they,
a chicklet.
No, they did, and then something went wrong with them, and he was all disappointed,
right.
And he wanted to be famous for the sports, and yeah. But actually, December does have Jumanji coming out.
Okay.
So it's the one with The Rock.
That one actually, from what I've heard, that one may not actually be a full remake.
No,
maybe
it's a sequel.
It's a little
of
more
some
sequel.
Sort.
It's basically, you know, the game shows up again. I mean, really, that's what happens with these things. They also have that next Not geek related, but another Pitch Perfect movie is coming out at Christmas.
Well, Jumanji, this one sounds interesting because the first one, if I remember right, all took place outside of the game. Everything we saw was outside. This one, they get sucked into the game.
Yeah, the original, they played the game and things from the game happened in real life.
Jumanji and Zathura both.
They're with you. That's why you see all the posters and pictures you see now have them in the jungle and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So.
And actually, the characters you've anybody seen, the Rock and... was Karen Gillan's in that one? And also, they're actually the kids. That when they get sucked in the game, they become adults.
Right.
So, that's going to be interesting seeing them playing kids.
Apparently, on Christmas, which I haven't really heard much about this one, The Greatest Showman is coming out, which is based on the life of P.T. Barnum.
Oh, nice.
And it has Hugh Jackman, Zac Efron, and Zendaya are in it.
Oh, okay.
So it's a big cast that I haven't heard anything about.
That one will be awesome, just because P.T. Barnum was an interesting dude.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you see the news out of Legends of Tomorrow?
Did I?
For next season.
What? Huh? What?
Billy Zane has been cast for one episode to play P.T. Barnum.
Oh, cool.
So at some point, they're going to go and meet P.T. Barnum next season.
Yeah, nice.
It's cool to see Billy Zane in it, but then to play that character, that is awesome.
That's the one thing I like about Legends of Tomorrow, given that they travel through real time, so to speak, that... I mean, they came across Einstein in the one episode that was cool.
Well, last season, the big ones was Einstein, Tolkien, and George Lucas.
Yes. Right. The George Lucas one was hilarious because they basically convinced him not to make movies and then had to convince him to make movies again. It's like, he suddenly stopped making movies and then all the memories of what was Star Wars were disappearing on some people and they were like, what's going on? And like, oh my God, he didn't make the movie.
stuff like Rey did not become a scientist because he had never watched Star Wars.
Right. Yeah, it was when George Lucas was in school and something happened and dissuaded him from making a film. And that was actually a really good episode.
That was.
Because you didn't know it was George Lucas at first until they started. Yeah. And you're like, wait!
And the dude looked like a young George Lucas.
Yes. They do a good job with the real characters that they come across. Mm-hmm.
So that's, like I said, there's not much for this quarter. Hopefully we got better stuff coming. It's a little short for us, but do you have anything else before the end of
today? Well, you know, if you're not finding the movies you want to watch, there's plenty of good shows.
Oh, there's all kinds of good stuff going on.
I mean, American Gods, as we mentioned, has finished for the season. There's 8 episodes, which is damn short for such a good show.
Right.
But, I mean, it was kind of amazing. But it only got through, I think, the first, third to half of the book. It didn't even get near the end of the book.
They revealed a bunch from the end of the book, though.
Yes, they did. And that last shot, it was kind of like at least they're finally going to the house. But there's that, and Dark Matter has just started up again on Sci-Fi.
Yeah, we have to get caught up on that still.
Twin
Peaks is one to catch up on. That's the one I'm
Which is apparently 18 episodes and not 8, like an initial ad advertised.
Oh.
Which completely screwed up my plan for the free trial.
To actually watch it? No! But the cool thing about the on-demand is that they have the original Twin Peaks as well that you can watch all of.
Oh, cool.
And then go into the
How many episodes were there originally? I know you and Vicky just talked about it.
There were 1.5 seasons.
Yeah. Okay. And then there's the movie Fire Walk With Me as well. So,
And
so
that's
you do that.
Showtime on demand also.
Right. And then Killjoys is coming up end of this month. And
I know that's one we actually have watched all the way through. We haven't caught all of Dark Matters yet.
Yeah. And what else? Oh, Preacher is starting this weekend, actually.
Once we
recorded this, it will have started already. So the second season of Preacher is starting. There's a lot to catch up on if you haven't. So, don't worry about going to the movies. Just binge your stuff.
That's right.
And then, of course, we didn't mention it, but at the very end of August, Inhumans, the first episode is hitting IMAX.
Right.
September 1st, actually. Isn't it September 1st?
Yeah, September 1st, Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, the first episode hits IMAX, and then after that, it's going to be on television.
Right.
So that's one to see.
That's another thing for this summer that I noticed, because you mentioned Labor Day weekend. There's usually 3 big weeks for movies in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
You get Memorial Day weekend, the 4th of July weekend, and Labor Day weekend. 4th of July, we get Spider-Man the week before, or the week after, but that's it. There's, no 4th of July movie this year.
The problem is because the 4th is on a Tuesday.
Yeah. So when do you do it? Yeah, most of the time, they'll do major fireworks stuff, they'll do actually the weekend before.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
I feel like if they had released Spider-Man next weekend, though, it probably, I almost feel like it would have done better because I knew all the people, especially the kids who had off on the, who were home on the 4th of July,
mm-hmm.
go see.
And a lot of people are taking the 3rd off too because it's a Monday.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like,
actually,
yeah,
my work
yeah,
is
yeah,
flipping
weekend.
It up and where I have to, I'm actually off the 3rd, but I work the 4th.
Right. I mean, it makes
right.
it easier when you
yeah.
have Monday off.
Right.
But, yeah,
but it throws
so
it off because Vicky's actually off the 4th and works
right.
the 3rd.
I took the 3rd and the 5th. I
yeah.
got a long weekend.
Well, the night, the,
trying,
what's
I
interesting though, anybody who's in the Akron area, Canal Park, the Rubber Ducks are out of town on the 4th. But they're doing one of those movies on the green, and they're showing Rogue One and then the fireworks.
Nice.
On the 4th of July.
Nice.
On the big screen. So you can
so,
actually...
Hey, you got the rib burn off going on, too.
Yeah, that's
so
true. Rib burn off
you
goes
get your
the
grub
floor.
On.
And you take your blanket to the feet, and you actually, when you do that, they actually, you lay your blanket out on the ball field and watch the...
Cool.
Watch it.
Cool.
So, but other than that, I don't know, did you guys have anything else you wanted to talk about today?
What do you
want to
talk about?
No, wait, that's a loaded question for Kylan.
You just
asked
Kylan what he wants to talk
wait, do
about.
Do you really want to heck, I don't know. I was going to talk about something.
That what Wonder Woman has passed, is it 600 million worldwide?
Oh, nice. Woo. I can get you the actual number here
mm-hmm.
in just a second. We actually have Wi-Fi here right now.
I know. Wi-Fi is working. Get it out. But yeah, I think last weekend they were talking about how it passed 500.
Right.
During the course of the week, it passed 600.
This one's, it's going fast enough now that it may actually reach a billion.
There's a possibility.
It's a possible, but
well,
it's going to have
mean,
to do a lot more to, because you got to remember, it slows down every week a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
the movie
and,
is
and
just
have,
that good, though.
As
yeah.
of right now, time of recording, we're at 598,000. So it
million.
Will pass, or 598 million.
Million.
It will pass
yeah,
6 million before the end of the weekend.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's what they
so,
were saying. By the end of this weekend, it'll be 600.
But it looks like it's holding steady then, because it started with 100 million, and then every week...
The thing is, June has not had much in the way of movies. So
yeah.
that's why people are going to see it again, and mm-hmm. people who just want to go see a random movie are going to see it. So it did really well to release when it did.
It did.
Because it had nothing... It doesn't have competition until July 7th with Spider-Man.
Right.
So it still has this weekend and next weekend.
Yeah.
For sure.
Now, has it opened everywhere already?
I believe it's opened worldwide
okay.
at this point, yeah.
So, and then with that, all I can say is, remember, Geeksters, you can always find us at geekwatch1.com. Anywhere, everywhere on social media is geekwatch1. If you type geekwatch1 into a search bar and it's not us... Let Miss Dawn know. She'll take care of the problem.
I looked it up this week. I Googled it. It's all us everywhere.
Okay.
If you put us in quotes. If it's not in quotes, you're going to get a lot of watches that are geeky. Just saying.
But also, you can email us at geekwatch1@gmail.com. We're members of the Tangent Bound and the Weeby Geeks networks at tangentboundnetwork.com and weebygeekspc.com.
Right.
And then... For Miss Dawn and for Kylan, for myself, for Mickey, Mickey.
Mickey.
For Vicky, who's actually at a show today, I know. She'll slap me later. But who's at a show today and wasn't able to make it. And then for everybody here at the Meeplecast, just remember.
No matter where you go, there you are.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.